Hello, this is Keith Nolan. Thank you for joining me in this brief meditation, this living letter, which I'm calling Divine Wisdom. I think you'll enjoy the story of the shopkeeper and his new member of staff. The shopkeeper put a friendly arm around the shoulder of his young new employee. "My boy," he said, "wisdom and integrity are essential to the retail business. By integrity, I mean that if you promise a customer something, you must keep that promise, even if it means we lose money." "And what," asked the youngster, "is wisdom?" "That," answered his new boss, "is not making any stupid promises in the first place." Of course, we'd all like to be wise. We'd all like to do the right thing and say the right thing at the right time and in the right way. And of course we don't, and we haven't. We've all embarrassed ourselves and others by, as we say, opening our mouth and putting our foot in it. It goes without saying that perfect wisdom is to be found only in the Lord. The scripture talks of the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. That's in Romans 11:33, and there are lots more. The Message paraphrased Bible puts it a lot more colloquially, speaking of this deep, deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. We'll never figure it out. And goes on to say, is there anyone around who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell him what to do? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious. The apostle's question is the inevitable conclusion to his preceding discourse. Because the Lord is infinite intelligence, he can never make a mistake. His timing is always perfect. His outcomes are always the best, however our ego may want to challenge and even fight him on occasion. He is immeasurable wisdom, and what he does or permits to be done is always the result of he who is eternal love. Sometimes it's been a hard lesson for us to learn. From time to time we may have been hard pushed to believe that he really has our welfare at heart. But he has, and always has had. The Apostle Paul spends some time writing about God's wisdom in one of his letters to first century Christians in Corinth. He begins by saying how he had felt totally inadequate when he first visited them. In fact, he says, "I was scared to death, if you want the truth of it. And so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else. But the message came through anyway. God's Spirit and God's power did it, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet firmly on spiritual ground, but it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts, which will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. What God determined as a way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day," says Paul, "haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross." That's why we have this scripture text. It's from Isaiah 64:4. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this, never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it, because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 3-10, from the Message paraphrase. It's no good any man or woman setting themselves up as a so-called expert in any matter, let alone in spiritual matters. I've not believed in experts of any kind for many years. Specialists, yes, of course. Experts? Definitely not. Only God is an expert. Only He has all knowledge. And only He always knows exactly what to do with what He knows. Eloquence and finely turned phrases may please the ear, but these things alone can't change lives for good and forever. Lofty flights of fancy and sublime notions may capture the artistic side of our nature, win votes, and create a following. But being blinded with science or swallowing facts and figures by the cartload can't enhance our lives. Our perfect, loving Father can and does. We learn from another school, and thankfully we are already enrolled. It's God's School of Divine Wisdom. And our classroom is everyday life. Like the young boy who had just arrived for his first day in the shop and needed to learn about integrity and wisdom, especially wisdom, we too sometimes find it helpful to use somebody else's suggestions. This is why I'd like to share with you a brief list I came across some time ago. It's called 10 Rules for Happier Living. And I think you'll agree they contain much wisdom. Here they are, more or less as I found them. I suggest we practice each of them as often as we can and always in a spirit of love. 1. Give something away, no strings attached. 2. Do a kindness and forget it. 3. Spend some time with the aged. Their experience can be priceless and inspiring. 4. Look intently into the face of a baby and marvel. 5. Laugh often. Laughter is life's lubricant. 6. Give thanks. My original source playfully adds, 1,000 times a day is not enough. 7. Pray, or you will lose the way. 8. Work with vigour and verve. 9. Plan as though you will live forever, because you will. 10. Live as though you will die tomorrow, because of course we will all die on some tomorrow. Let us pray together. Thank you, Father. How powerful are our thoughts and our behaviour. How many are helped or hindered by what we think and what we do. We long to think right and do right, today, tomorrow, and every day. We realise, Father, that thought arises from character. May we live in touch with your divine wisdom. Help us to be wise enough to realise that in your wisdom, you are working on our character, moment by moment and day by day, which is far more important than our reputation. Amen. Goodbye, dear friend, and may you enjoy our Father's loving presence as you continue a willing pupil in his Academy of Divine Wisdom.